This is the TRC update for this week, and I'm happy to welcome back to the show Vicky Barda, who is the Development and Events Manager for Filling the Gap associated with the Resource Center. Vicky, it's been a long time since you've been on, so hello.
Well, hello, Dennis. It's so great to see you.
Well, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk about an event that you've been able to organize and will be putting on later this week, because so many events have not been able to happen, and this is one that you can be a part of, radio listener, support an important aspect of the Resource Center, and feel warm all over after.
That's right, and have a great meal.
Uh-huh. So what's the story, Vicki?
Well, you know, our Step Up for Autism event this year had to unfortunately be canceled in person, and we already had planned on doing a chicken barbecue for the second year. And we decided that, you know, being outdoors, and we could pull that off with little risk and no problem. So we thought we'd go full steam ahead with our second annual chicken barbecue.
So there is a chicken barbecue, and I have to pause here and ask, who's doing the chicken barbecue? Because the listeners are already asking it out there. Who's presenting this chicken barbecue for you?
The Widener's Chicken Barbecue out of Eden, New York, and they are absolutely fabulous. If you haven't had one in the past, I suggest run down to Dunham Avenue and grab one. They are really, really luscious.
Now, you can't run down to Dunham Avenue just any old time and get one. So when is this barbecue occurring?
Sure, Dennis. It's Thursday, October the 7th, and we are going to start cooking at 11 a.m. and serve until 5 p.m. or sold out. The meals are $12 each, and each dinner includes a half a chicken, their famous macaroni salad, barbecued baked beans, a dinner roll, and butter.
Now, you say until sold out, and there are how many dinners?
We have 300 dinners. However, we've already had 200 spoken for. So if you're one of the lucky 100, I would suggest that you get there earlier than later.
So noon would be better than 4:30.
I think so, Dennis.
Okay. And what's the cost of this?
$12 per dinner.
Now, as we talk about this just a little while before it actually happens, there's no reservations, no place to call, nobody to sign up with online. Just go with your $12 and get your, or 24 or 36 or how many.
That's right. And believe it or not, I sold 16 right before I left my office. So they're going quickly.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. And this is Thursday at the Resource Center. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Step Up for Autism that didn't happen this year, the whole grand event, which I've been a part of and seen a number of times over the years. Why do you do all of Step Up for Autism? What's that all about?
Well, you know, we have a lot of folks in our community, especially youth that have autism, and they are looking for programming and special things to do. And this Step Up for Autism event supports all of those different, programs and services.
And I can remember I hear Steve Watterson's voice in my ear here right now, even though he doesn't happen to be on location as we are recording this program right now. And he would say to me that these services for people who are on the spectrum, as you sometimes say, are not provided for or paid for by any other service that's available. So the money raised through Step Up for Autism and all the efforts under this umbrella, whether it be a walk or a chicken barbecue or a sweets auction, which you've done before at the Step Up for Autism event when you can have it, all of that flows directly to these people for services that they could not otherwise get.
That's correct. And it's geared mostly, Dennis, for the youth in our community.
So is there anything else we need to say specifically about Step Up for Autism and the Widener's Chicken Barbecue while we got a minute left here, Vicki?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who has supported us in the past, and hopefully 2022 will bring an event in person. And we hosted a very successful virtual event this year, and that just wrapped up September 30th. But again, you know, we're going to be doing our chicken barbecue. And also, if you want to go online, and we have a basket raffle that's still going and that you can get to by checking out our website.
And one other thing before we go here, Vicki, I know that you recently put out the information about this year's Ability Awareness Awards. Have those nominations now closed?
We are still accepting nominations. There's a few more days. We've extended the deadline because we realize that people are so overwhelmed and everyone is busy and scrambling and trying to make sure that everything is running smoothly in their program areas and in their lives. So we extended it for another week. So if you'd like to nominate somebody, I would be more than happy to send you an application or direct you to the website. But just give me a shout at 661-1477.
And for those who are not aware, the Ability Awareness Awards, for some years known as the Disability Awareness Awards, until you did a nice 180-degree reversal on that, the Ability Awareness Awards celebrate people who have achieved a great deal for themselves despite challenge in their lives, or those individuals, institutions in the community who have helped those people who have achieved despite the challenges in their lives. And it is a wonderful annual recognition. Have the plans been set for that yet in terms of whether they'll be in place or online or anything, or are you still waiting to see?
Well, I think at this point, Dennis, given the state of our county, we will be doing smaller events if we do any at all. And last year we did smaller events and they were well attended. Maybe we had 20 people in the room total, and it was kind of a smaller group, but it was a very heartfelt group, and it was really nice to see and really interact with everybody on a smaller scale.
For additional information on the Widener's Chicken Barbecue or Step Up for Autism, please get a hold of Vicki Bardo. And that number again is
661-1477.
Always a pleasure to have you back on the TRC update. To Vicki, I wish you the best with both of those major events and look forward to next time already.
Thank you, Dennis.